This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 446 for Wednesday, June 22nd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were sharply lower on Wednesday as the speculative sell-off of the past week continued to weigh on prices. Canola down $51.50 in the July contract at $950.60 per ton. New crop November down $41.70 at $912.20. In addition to bearish technical signals and chart-based selling, losses in outside vegetable oil markets contributed to the declines, with Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil all falling lower. A lack of significant weather concerns for the time being across the prairies added to the bearish sentiment, with recent rains helping alleviate any dryness issues for the time being. End-user demand did provide some support underneath the market. In the U.S., soybeans were lower, while corn and wheat ending mixed. Soybeans were pressured by the heavy losses in crude oil and world vegetable oil markets. The July contract down 28 cents at $16.52 per bushel. Chart-based selling was a feature as fund money exits the market, and a move below former support triggered additional speculative liquidation. U.S. soybean seeding was pegged at 94% complete in the latest weekly USDA report. That'd be 1 point ahead of the average for this time of year. Quality ratings did dip slightly, moving down 2 points in the good to excellent category to 68%. Corn was mixed. The nearby July contract up 7 cents at $7.68 per bushel, but the more deferred months lower, down 7 cents in September at $7.02 per bushel. Corn planting has wrapped up across the U.S. with 95% of the crop now emerged. The crop was pegged at 70% good to excellent. That's down 2 points on the week after hot temperatures caused some distress. However, forecasts call for more favorable weather over the next week. Spring seeding has reportedly wrapped up in Ukraine, with corn area of 4.6 million hectares, down by about 16% on the year. Wheat ended mixed. The Chicago soft wheat up a penny in the July contract at $9.76 per bushel, but Kansas City and Minneapolis both lower. Kansas down 2 cents in the July contract at $10.39 per bushel, and Minneapolis spring wheat down 13 cents in July at $11.04 per bushel. The U.S. wheat harvest is running slightly ahead of average at 25% complete. Spring wheat in the country was 98% seeded, with quality ratings at 59% good to excellent. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, June 22nd. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.